T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Two vehicles owned by Monroe County Sheriff's deputies were set on fire early Sunday. Brockport firefighters responded to a report of a vehicle fire at a home on Lacey Lane just after 3:30 a.m. When police arrived on the scene, the fire had spread to a second vehicle in the driveway. The fire also caused damage to the house. It's currently being investigated by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office arson investigators. The vehicles involved were private vehicles not owned by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, according to fire officials. There's some videotape surveillance of the incident that is being reviewed. It's still currently in progress for this case, but seems as if it was obviously intentional.
Ooh,
a targeting,
goodness.
Perhaps.
Wow.
Not great.
Not great at all, truly. Corey, I told you on Friday, and it was my promise to everyone listening to the show, that I was going to do my investigative journalism.
Yep.
And I was going to go out on the streets and see what was going on with the brand new guidelines and mandate that's in place for no one's allowed to drink at a restaurant or a bar without being served food as well.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did. I mean, we went to lunch
on
Park Ave on Friday. I walked over to some bars neighboring the place we were eating, and I was like, hey, so what are you doing? And I hold true to my promises, Corey. I really do. And here's what some other local people are doing to make sure that they are following the rules and keeping everyone quote unquote safe. So the Bachelor Forum on University Ave, they're serving actually Easy Mac and Cheese.
They're throwing it to college
all of
right
their,
there.
Yeah. With all of their shots. So you have to order.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, throw down a shot and then just crush a nice bowl of Easy Mac.
The owner,
that could get messy.
The owner of the Bachelor Forum says it's something that he never thought he would end up selling, but the key to keep his bar open right now, so he's got to do what he has to do. And most customers don't actually want the food. Like, no one's actually going to the bar for Easy Mac and Cheese, but with all the new requirements, you have to serve food in order to get served beverages.
So Marge is actually they didn't serve food. I think they're trying to do stuff now, obviously, to stay open, but they did have $39 macaroni and cheese available. For legally, they had to have some sort of food offering. Obviously, no one ever, I can imagine, I mean, unless you drank a lot, ever ordered the $39 mac and cheese. But
yeah, I wouldn't.
A few different bars, at least I know owners of, a lot of chips, a lot of popcorn.
Which I don't hate.
Yeah.
I don't hate
sure.
it at all. The popcorn,
and by the way,
me up.
Can we pause the feed here for a second just to honor Breezy and all of her hard work over the weekend?
I can be your hero, baby.
It took you long enough. Jeez.
Just waiting for the perfect moment.
We were out to lunch. Corey was inside because he was sweating, obviously, because very on brand.
It was hot.
And I was just bopping around different bars.
Yeah, wow.
Seeing what's going on, peeking in windows.
The things that you do for this show. It's,
I know.
It's truly.
It's all for the show.
The sacrifices that you make. All right. We are waiting to find out what's going to be happening with schools. We'll find out first week of August. But this could be a trend for the bigger districts. Fairport Central's superintendent, Brett Provenzano, said the district's size means it's not feasible to bring back the student body while following social distancing guidelines. Told this to parents. Instead, the district is looking at a hybrid option that would bring students in 2 days a week, or maybe even going full-time virtual learning districts, of course, must submit those plans by July 31st. Greer Central School also talking about a hybrid plan. For the bigger districts, it's kind of what they have to do. You can't bring all of the kids back and have them be far enough apart to be socially distanced. It's just,
sure,
it's not feasible.
No.
So if you have children in these larger districts, you might want to just get ready, because it seems like that's going to be the plan. By the way, I get the logic behind the hybrid. Okay, we're getting our kids in school. That's great. But it's going to be a logistical nightmare.
Sure. You're right. Just want to make sure everyone's safe. You know, at the end of the day, that's the biggest concern.
Of course, yeah.
Is safety.
I mean, there's a lot of concerns.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Corey. Something awful happened over the weekend when it came to our dear friend Twitter. They actually got hacked and compromised accounts of some of the most high-profile users, around 130 people, actually. So the hackers were able to reset passwords for 45 of those accounts. And the San Francisco-based company said in a blog post that 8 of those accounts were not verified. So, I mean, that's good at least. But they got into your quote-unquote your Twitter data, and they were actually collecting the data of the owners of those accounts. That's not good. They actually released a statement, said, "We're embarrassed, we're disappointed, and more than anything, we are sorry.
Wow.
We know we will work to regain your trust and stop anything like this from happening in the future."
There were some big names, and Barack Obama, I think, was one of the ones that got
hacked,
like, wasn't he?
I mean, I just... And it's no one's fault, right? I mean, hackers are going to get in.
Well, no, it's the fault of Twitter, because they should have things in place to stop the hackers. It's definitely their fault. It's 100% their fault.
I know. But, like, you can have, but like, you? Think about it this way. Like, you can have the best alarm system in the country for your house, and someone could still break in. Like,
yeah.
You know, and then, you put it that way.
Then I make a pretty angry call to the alarm company if it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Things happen all the time.
I like Twitter a lot, but I'm not going to give them any slack.
Yeah, I don't like Twitter.
So. Okay. All right, cool. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, talked a lot about high schools and middle schools, elementary schools. But colleges, though, it seems like they're on a bit of a different plan. And they can be typically in college. You can have maybe smaller classrooms or larger spaces, at least for the classes, right? Think of the big, giant lecture halls that you can put kids in. One college, though, in New York State, letting some students back on campus, but others, they're not. And this is causing some controversy. We'll get into that again around 8:25 this morning on the show. Up online, 98pxy.com. If you would like to go see some live music, you want to go to an indoor concert, yeah, we thought you would have to time travel back to before, like, February, right?
Right.
Not the case. Just a little trip across the pond, which I don't know if they're allowing us to go over there, so maybe not even that. England is going to be allowing indoor concerts beginning next month. Get more on that at 98pxy.com.
Get out of here.
The $600 unemployment checks that have been going out, expected to end. What was it called? The cliff? You were talking about on the show on Friday, Breeze.
Oh yeah,
the cash cliff.
Yeah,
yeah. They are ending and creating a lot of financial worries for a lot of people. Get the latest scoop on that. Will there be another bailout? Maybe. And of course, after that, Reed, you're going to need some good news. So we've got you covered there with a bunch of good news stories, which we will once again highlight on the show just after 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
Up next, though, Breeze, you've made another social media observation.
I have. Uh-huh. And I mean, I'm not dismissing people's actions or sweeping it under the rug, but I do want to make a point to all the people that just put people under a microscope that are just so young. And maybe it be an influencer, maybe it be someone that you just see and you're judging that person. But you can't be shocked when someone close to you or someone maybe you look up to, 18, 20, even 20, early 20s, is making a mistake, like a very big mistake, and you hold them accountable and just absolutely annihilate them. Yes, they should be held accountable, but you need to think back to where you were at your 20s. Is the frontal lobe fully developed? The answer is no.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily fully agree with this. We're living in a different world. We'll get into it. I think this is a broader conversation just for young people in general. too, by the way. I think it's, like most things, like we talked about earlier, I think it's a bit of a compromise on both sides.
Okay.
We'll get into it next. Hang on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.